All right. I'm really excited for our next panel, which is one of two judges panels we have today. So our next panel is going to be moderated by David O'Brien. David leads the Patent Office Trials Practice Group at Haynes Boone here in Austin, and he focuses his practice on high-stakes post-grant reviews before the PTAB. He leverages his deep knowledge in microprocessor, semiconductor, network protocol, and information security fields. The panel today, the title of their talk is Discretionary Denial of Post-Grant Trial, and David will further introduce our wonderful judges and former judges we have with us.
Thank you, Kat.
All right, so we have a terrific terrific panel for you today. We have three either current or former administrative patent law judges at the Patent Trial and Appeal Board. First, to my right is Her Honor Judge Amber Hagee. Judge Hagee is well known to this conference. She's a frequent contributor. She has chaired, I think you and I chaired one together once, this conference prior to her tenure at the board. She's had a very successful career as a patent litigator in Austin, Texas, and throughout the country and world. So she brings a great perspective there, and we'll talk about some other things that she's involved in currently. At the far end, we have former judge, and I'll address each of them as judges today because old habits probably die hard, but former judge Christy Sauert. Christy comes to us from D.C. She's currently at Fish and Richardson. She has served on the board for many years, and prior to that with the solicitor's office. I believe you have you presided over 250 patent trials, somewhere in that range? Acted as the lead judge in probably 100, and represented the office before the Federal Circuit in maybe 40 appeals to the Federal Circuit. So she's very well versed in the issues at hand. In the middle of our panel, we have Judge Kit Crumbly. Kit is now with Bracewell here in Austin. He's also a former patent judge. I believe he's handled 400 trials and hundreds of written decisions. And so each of these judges are extremely well-versed in the practice that we're talking about. Prior to that, he was with the Department of Justice. Other biographic information is in the materials. So welcome all judges. So try to set the table here. The topic we're doing today is focusing on a somewhat niche area of PTAB practice. It has to do with the discretionary denial or discretion to institute patent trials. And so what I'd like to do is sort of set the table for our audience. Judge Hagee, maybe you can start. What role does discretion play in decisions to institute or not institute trials? Whose discretion is it? Things of that sort.
Well, the AIA, the America Invents Act, we refer to it as the AIA, gives the director discretion to institute trials. We find this in Section 314A, which says that the director may institute a trial if it meets the statutory standard, but it does not require that a trial be instituted. And so based on that, the director has discretion to institute. And so the director, in turn, delegates that discretion to the PTAB. So we judges exercise that discretion. Now, of course, especially post-Arthrex, we have director review process, so that is subject. And decisions on institution as well as final decisions are subject to director review. But this discretionary denial is not something that we tend to take up unless we decide that the petition is meritorious. If the petition lacks merit on its own, then there's no reason for us to get into discretionary denial, and we will typically not make any ruling on that issue.
Okay. So, Judge Sauert, why is this important to, say, patent owners in a dispute?
Sure. It's loud.
So I was in the government for 15 years, and one of those years, I think 2021-2022, I interned at the House Judiciary Committee on Capitol Hill.